About 30 seconds.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. I felt like I'd slept for like 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah, we had a little bit of snow up in Mount Shasta here today.
Oh, but, wow. It was 70 here. It like, felt like spring. First day, it felt like spring. And, like, feels like forever.
Yeah, wow. Right now, it's cold in Redding. A lot of wind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have a most blessed
year.
You're going to be live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night BBS Station 1 program, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. Today is April the 8th, 2013, and we are live tonight on The Healing Highway, which is a show about your personal healing journey, and we talk a lot about all of the wonderful clearings and healings that Ron has to offer on the Creation Lightship. And if you have any questions or if you're a new listener and you'd like some more information about it, you can head over to creationlightship.com, and there is an index there of all of the healings and clearings that Ron does, as well as a question and answers document over on the right side, which is very helpful. And there's also a Wikipedia link there, which is a great place to go and learn more about what Ron does on Creation Lightship. So, Ron, I thought it would be great for everybody if we could bring up the picture of the light being, and we could start the show off having that energized for us.
Okie dokie. So here you go, everybody. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen, and we'll energize it. For most people, they kind of see it move slightly or at least become three-dimensional, and the colors may change a little bit around it. So here we go. And what do you have a preference for tonight, male, female, or non-gender?
I think non-gender would be nice.
Okay. This is non-gender, and here comes the light beam. They normally come in groups of three. So you're going to probably have three of them posing together in one picture. Of course, that's why they're three-dimensional, right? Here we go. So one, I'm going to energize that. Now I have to count to command the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, and I'll use stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. So the light beam should be energized. And I'll just do a clearing here. And we haven't really done a pain clearing for a while, so let's do just a pain clearing. And this pain clearing works with your pain body. It's invisible, energetic. And if you have pain, very possibly this body is activated, bringing you pain from what's happened to you recently. Along with all the pain that happened to you in that similar location of your body from the past. And also, you could be entities attached to you, connecting to your pain body and your physical body, giving you their pain. So, here we go. In fact, you know, if you ever stubbed your toe, okay, just you can all kind of bear with me here for a second. Let's say, you know, you stub your toe, and it doesn't hurt, you know, until maybe a second or two after that. This is probably true. And so all of a sudden, you may be wondering what's going on, and you're sometimes the pain may not even be there that much. And other times, it could be tremendous. That could be what it is. The fact that maybe more entities came in or the pain body's activated. So here we go, pain body clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, releasing this. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see if your pain is released somewhat on your body here. And turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you, Ron. So if you are joining us and you are experiencing any sort of shift in your body, or, you know, we would love for you to call in and talk to us about that. And also wanted to mention that the clearings that Ron does here during the shows are samples. But if you go to creationlightship.com, the pain body clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. And that one is a great one to do if you've already done your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So if you, that's kind of the one we recommend everybody starts with to clear away all the emotional stuff, and then you can go in and work on specific areas. So if you've had a lot of pain in your life, or you've had some, you know, physical issues, that's a good clearing to do, and it is a whole lifetime clearing. So you can just type in pain into the search for a healing box, which is on the left side of the website above healing login, and you'll get that clearing to come up if you're interested in that one. And it really does help to get in there and do these clearings. So if you like the samples, go check out the website and see if there's anything on there that you should maybe do after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Also wanted to say we are taking calls tonight. So if you'd like to call in and share your experience with Ron on any of the healings or clearings you've done with him, or maybe you've had an experience at the expo. So the call-in numbers for Line 1 toll-free for the U.S. and Canada are 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or you might want to try Line 4, which is area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. And we are taking questions tonight. If you'd like to email us a question, we are checking clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I believe that address is typed into the BBS fast chat. So if you don't feel like calling in, but you still have a question you want us to address, send it over to me. And make sure you put the date and read on Monday show in the subject line so I know to pick it up. So, Ron, we have a really nice testimonial from somebody, and they wrote in saying that they wanted to let you know that the clone light infusion is a really amazing healing. They experienced clarity of mind, I guess an infection that they had cleared off, peace, and they're wondering if they still have to do the spirit barcode removal because they have a light infusion, which they do every day. Will their spirit be free or still have the barcode? So maybe we should talk a little bit about the clone light infusion first, and then we can go into the spirit barcode issue.
Okay, so the clearing was for, that's why I put it up, you have to have your emotional clearing to have that. So you want to, and it's a free clearing if you wish to send me an email after you have your emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one. But as far as to bring light, which is basically to bring a spirit into the clone along with the physical body switch over to light. So that means that the body will have light and the body will have a spirit that looks out of the eyes. Otherwise, it's a programmed life form. And it still has, you know, everything in it like you have, you know, internal body parts and stuff, you know, water, blood, lymph, everything else that we deal with here. They do have to eat, but it's not a life form that is created from the light universe, and it does exist here. Much like, you know, spiders and snakes and octopus and squids and mosquitoes, these are also alien life forms that are here, and they don't have a spirit in them. And even some churches go as far as saying that a dog and a cat doesn't have a spirit. So, and that is not true, but they believe that. They think that only humans have that. But the other life forms that are here that are sharing your space now in your community as of the first of this year, which is 2013, a lot of these people that you used to know are no longer here, and in their place is a replica of them. Identical looking, probably similar mannerisms, but they don't have a very long memory or backstory, or they don't have the intelligence that they used to have because they haven't lived here. So all they have is programs. So you can help them out by doing the change on them because they're controlled by something outside of themselves, which I'm sure that you would not like if you knew about this. So if you're on LSD and you think, yeah, I kind of feel like I don't have much of a back memory, and it does feel kind of like I've been here for the first time recently, you know, the last 4 months, and I see things on TV, and I'm really excited about doing something, seeing them, and you're, say, 50 years of age, and you wonder why you don't have more information on, like, the Grand Canyon that you'd be taught probably in, you know, elementary school, or the ocean, or the beaches, or you know that Mel comes from a cow, may not even know that, then all of a sudden you may say, yeah, maybe I am one of these clone people. So, you know, you may want to do that clearing on yourself, and you may feel a lot better afterwards. And that takes you out of the alien agenda. I can't say 100%, but it puts you back into light. And then you have to deal with the aliens attacking you because you have light and a spirit in you. But it's much better that way than it would be a clone to live here as a brand new life form. So that's what that clearing is intended for. Now, people who have done it on themselves, who are humans, they can also feel some relief because the energies around them may be getting attached to them, kind of like fish hooks will say. They're trying to pull you out of your body and switch you out also, but because you're so strong with your energies, probably if I'm doing clearings, you know, it's very hard for them to do that because you know what the truth is. But the clones don't know. And so you may find a little bit of relief by doing this clearing on yourself. So if you do it and you say, wow, I feel better, that doesn't mean that you're cloned out completely and that you're one of these artificial life forms and then you did the clearing and now you're real. Just the fact that you probably have some situations going on with these energies around you trying to abduct you, you know, to change you out to another life form. So by doing that, it can help you out also. So that's the clearing is intended for. And, you know, I've known this for the last couple of years probably, wondering what to do with the clones that come here because, you know, they're under complete programs. And, you know, they could be abducted any time and taken out of here and maybe destroyed. And that, to me, is kind of sad to have a life form, even if it's not from the light, being destroyed. That's why when we go out and battle the aliens do have the chance always to come into the light. So some people may not like that because they know of all the attacks they've been under, and you go, well, why can you... Or why do you give these life forms, you know, a second chance when they've been hurting me for my whole life? And I can kind of see that angle also, but you still have that availability to come into the light. If they don't come into the light, then they shouldn't be here. And if they're here, then they get terminated. And it's as simple as that. So that's what it's all about. So the whole thing is that clearing is for to help people out. And they help clones out that are here. And I would love to hear some clone stories today if anybody wants to call in about some of the clone stories that they may have experienced. I'm sure there's quite a few out there where you just don't understand what's happening to people around you or how come they're acting so weird, like the tactic of change. You don't know what directions are. Or you're asking a simple question, and they just don't have an answer. And they just recite something that they have in memory, which may not even pertain to you, what your question was. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so the clone light infusion clearing, as Ron said, is a free clearing if you've already done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that you can use on people that you know and you see on a regular basis. So if you want that and you haven't done it yet, just email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send it to you. So, yeah, Ron, it seems like people do experience a lot of relief themselves after doing that. I know I've done it on a couple of family members, and I actually, the one person I did it on, it was like night and day. I mean, they were just kind of like passed out on the couch, and then after I did it, they were sort of up and moving around and, you know, going outside, and it was very interesting. So it's definitely helpful to have that clearing. It's, as Ron said, a free clearing. So definitely, if you'd like to run that, it's very helpful. And I think it can really help those around you too, and in turn make you feel better. So I guess, Ron, on to the second part of that question would be then, does this person still have to do a spirit barcode removal if they're doing a light infusion every day?
And I think
the answer to that would be yes.
They would, yeah. Because the spirit barcode is put on you from the beyond, though, and it's a tracking code, and that code is not taken away because the light ship has to find the barcode on you, and then from there they have to go to who put it on. So remember, there's always energetic cords out there in the beyondo. So, you know, they keep track of you as much as they can, the aliens do. And if you get the barcode off, they could possibly put another one on you. But the main thing is, once that race is eliminated, which is what's done during the barcode session, it's more difficult. But some people do have ones put on them afterwards, maybe 10% of the people. So, you need to do that clearing too, because that's done from far away. Being here now and everything else that you're doing will help you, but it won't take away, you know, that code that's put onto your spirit. So back to you. And also, it gets disconnected from that race. So if your spirit is suffering someplace out in the beyondo, and you don't even know that it's out there, then it'll be taken off of that too. So that's another way of looking at it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. We do have a caller, Ron. Thanks. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sylvia Silk in Los Angeles.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So I'm going to be connecting with you shortly here for your 4-in-1 clearing. So I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much. So, but that wasn't what I was calling about. I wanted to share how much I appreciate the timeline crashing upgrade that you did. I find that works really, really much better than the older version.
Oh, great. You want to talk about that? Explain it to the people?
Yes, I do. I used it using timeline crashing every 5 minutes, so I'd like sit at the computer for an hour or two at a time, and then every 5 minutes I would restart it, and I assume I'm crashing one timeline after the next every 5 minute increments. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And let me just ask you a question. So to a first-time listener, and they hear you say that you have to be at your computer for an hour or two to do this, they may get kind of like, ooh, you know, that's a long time. That maybe their butt might get tired, you know, or something. But the time goes by very quickly. Plus, you get healing. Maybe you could describe that a little.
Describe what it's like to do that?
What it's like to do it. And,
you can buy timeline crashing for like 7 days, which is a very nominal amount of money. And then for 7 days, you can timeline crash on a particular issue that you're having. For example, let's say I'm having shortness of breath issues, hard to breathe. And let's say I know that is being, that the emotion that's attached to that is anxiety, that every time I get anxious, I start going into shortness of breath. So what a timeline crash does, it allows you to write your issue and the emotion in a box and set a timer for 5 minutes. And then at the end of the 5 minutes, you can start it over again and crash it a second time. And you can just keep crashing it as many times as you want to until you feel better. And I did 7 days of timeline crashing, and at the end of it, I felt really wonderful.
Wow, Sylvia, so you did about 7 days, like an hour each day?
Well, at
it's
least
all right
an
if
hour.
You don't remember. I
would say I did an hour or two each day for 7 days, but I wasn't doing one. Yeah, yes, that's correct.
That's great.
But
wow.
Here's my question, Ron, because when I was at the expo, somebody said you could put in the box, the special box on the timeline crash, please crash the timelines associated with my issue, which would be shortness of breath and the emotion anxiety, continuously for, let's say, 1,000 minutes, and then just let it run for the entire day, would that be as effective as sitting at the computer and crashing it every 5 minutes?
Well, that's a really good question. I would say very possibly yes, but so you're changing the timer from 5 minutes to 1,000, letting it run over and over and over again. Yeah, I would think that would probably work. I don't know how many timelines would be crashed in that interval, so but I'm sure that it would work. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. The reason why we used to be 15 minutes to do a timeline crash, and then I tell people you can do it for five. Some people want to feel the energy changing in their bodies, and then some people, maybe the others who don't want to, just want to get it over with. So I guess you could put it in for a longer time, but you won't know typically how many timelines you're crashing. If you figure typically it'll take you 5 minutes to crash a timeline, then just divide 5 minutes into the amount of minutes there, and that'll give you an idea about how many you're doing. The problem is I don't know how your body's going to handle crashing that many timelines, okay?
I
know some people are not sensitive.
I was also going to say, Ron, like if you are tuned in with your spirit, I mean, maybe there's a number that you have in mind. And I guess if you're crashing like you put in like a larger amount of time, you won't necessarily know how many you're crashing.
Yeah, that's correct. And then also is your body going to be able to handle that many timeline crashes? Okay. Because each time you get off a timeline, you get more energy back. And some people may feel too much energy. And, I don't know what to exactly say on that, you know. That's why I say
I'm
some
a person clearing. That doesn't feel.
Okay, you
so
say
I
you don't feel.
Feel.
Well, then it may not, but your body's still going through a reaction. So kind of sitting and check your body out. You might try it for maybe 3 hours continuous without you being there and just see how you look, and maybe some aches and pains may leave you or something, and just see how effective that is for you.
Okay. Well, I know after the 7 days of timeline crashing, it was like the accumulative effect of doing it every day for 7 days, hour after hour. I felt wonderful, but I couldn't track it during the 7 days. I felt the same. It was only at the end that I could feel having the result.
Like a cumulative effect of the 7 days.
Yes. Right. But I like your idea of just starting slowly, maybe try 3 hours, because it's very intense to sit there every 5 minutes, even every 15 minutes, starting the timer over again. And you have to be really diligent to do timeline crashing if you're in front of the computer and really wanting to make a dent.
Yeah, that's very true, Sylvia. It's funny because, like, I mean, I sit in front of a computer for, like, long periods of time, so an hour seems like nothing to me. But, I think doing the healings, it's important, like in what Ron said, you just kind of have to check in with your body and see how you're doing. And I think it's going to be different for everybody. But that's so awesome that you're doing them. And it sounds like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you sit there and watch a TV show for an hour. You know, it's like you could do a healing instead or something else. You know, I don't know. So hopefully people will take it on.
Well, timeline crashing was the most difficult program for me to get my brain around. It was really hard to figure out how to even do it. But I did get a result, so I am pleased that I finally figured it out.
Great. Great. So if anybody else wants to call in, I'm happy that you called because it's to have testimonials about what clearings do and, you know, what it's done for you and everything else. Because some people just don't, they need to know the information more than what's coming out of my mouth. They need to know how other people are responding and how it feels and how it's helped to
change
them.
Well, I can give another testimonial. At the expo in L.A., I bought pictures that you charged, and I put them in every room of my house. And it took about a month, but after about a month, the energy that come of peace that comes out of those pictures started to permeate the whole room, in each room that I put them. And it really feels very, very different in my house than when I leave.
Okay, I'm back again. So I didn't hear much about the testimonial of the pictures. Somehow it must have got dropped on the phone line service or something. So
pictures that you charged at the expo that emanate peace, and I put one in every room of my house. And it took about 30 days, but then I started to really feel the peace in the room. And since I did all my rooms, my house on the inside is so peaceful, and to just be in that energy is exquisite.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's really, really good.
I think that's a very inexpensive way for newcomers to get their feet wet and really feel that peaceful energy.
Yeah, a lot of people have a light pin in their car, and they also put it on their work counter when they go to work.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's right. Wonderful.
Everywhere you can find it.
Yep.
Well, I'm really looking forward to doing the Master 4-in-1 with you. Let me know when.
Yeah, it'll be probably within a few days, I think, before the week's out. So.
Okay, great.
Now I'll give you a jingle. I think you sent your phone number, so that's good.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron and Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for your call, Sylvia. Okay, so that was great. And it's always nice to hear what people are doing and how they're making the clearings and healings work for them in their lives. And right before Sylvia called, we were mentioning the spirit barcode removal, which there's a bunch of different barcode removals, and you can search them and see if you need any of them. And the spirit barcode is just type in barcode to the search box on creationlightship.com. And if you're interested in timeline crashing, you can just type in timeline, and I think it'll come up. I'm just trying it now. But, yeah, that is a really effective way. Yep, it's you can do it by the week or by the month, whichever you prefer. And it sounds like that upgrade is really working out for at least one of our listeners. So maybe some other people out there have done timeline crashing and have had similar results. So if you would like to, call in and let us know what your experience was. Ron, I do have a question here from a listener who's wondering what they should do to clear radiation poisoning. And I've had a couple of emails like this. So it seems like there's radiation, but there's also, you know, chemicals in our food and in our water. And I know we've talked about this on some of the past shows, but what can people do? Because I think it's also kind of an energetic timeline issue, where people are kind of getting put onto these timelines as being afraid and worried about all of these things. So maybe we could talk about that a little bit, of what would be the best thing to do to sort of clear away that energy.
Okay. Yeah. So let's, a lot of different ways we can go here. The timeline crashing would probably be the first thing. So, you know, you wake up in the morning and you put the TV on or the radio or get a newsprint or something, and it tells you about something going on, you know, 100 miles from your house, right? That's happened when you're sleeping. And all of a sudden it has this whatever energy coming your way, a big plume of smoke or something. Naturally you have to decide if you need to leave your house and get the heck out, but, you know, maybe it might be something that you can't control. Well, then do some timeline crashes to get off of that timeline where the situation occurred. And the timeline crashes are, you know, the reason why we have it up, so you can put in a physical situation that you're dealing with, maybe mainly for like an issue of pain or broken arm or anything, to get you off of those timelines that is replicated over and over and over again, so you can get your wellness back. So, and also emotional stuff. So that's why you want to get off the timelines. And so the next thing would be you can do some clearings. You can do, like, for a dollar, I think you can do the object clearing. So you could do some food energies in there if you wanted to. And that would help to, you know, maybe charge up your food for yourself, what you need right now, the life force energy, that could help you. There's really no clearing that we have up that's going to get rid of stuff 100%, okay? So I can say that. But will it help you in the meantime? Yeah, definitely could. You know, we have people who say, gee, Ron, you know, I see these chemtrails up in the sky, and I know that your gray sky clearing is not designed for it, but they seem to go away sometimes. So I can't guarantee that's going to get rid of chemtrails at all. But people have said that. We also have the alien oxygen code, barcode, I think is what it is, no mistake, because the aliens are putting stuff into the air that we're breathing to activate us in a negative way. Then we have the nano clearing. So all of this stuff could also be, you know, completely stored inside of you, waiting to have something activated. And that's why the nano clearing's up. So you may be perfectly fine until something happens around you, then all of a sudden, wham, it hits you. And you go, wow, it's perfectly healthy before, but what's going on? And one time we went back to New York years ago, and it took us maybe a few months to get back to center because the chemtrails in the East Coast is different than the ones on the West Coast. So I actually felt that. And I was sort of immune to the ones on the West Coast, but the ones on the East Coast I didn't have any real experience with yet, and it did feel different, and it kind of like slowed me down a little bit. But, you know, after that I kind of realized, yeah, it's a different thing happening. And that happens for everything around us. So you do want to change that. Also, you might check the grid line clearing. Maybe the grid lines that you know, on connecting you to a certain area is bringing in that energy more into you like a magnet. So there's a lot that you can do. But I'm just telling you that, yeah, do this one clearing and it'll get rid of the poisons in the air and the food or what you're breathing and everything else coming down the pipe. I don't have anything for that. The reason is because I'm here to help people in the ascension. And all the clearings are just a byproduct that we're bringing forward that make you become more alert and more conscious to get rid of the stored blockages out of your body. And so these clearings that we have can help you do that. And there are other ones coming forward now, you know, other energies that we don't know about. And that's why we had to do the nano clearing. I have a new clearing coming up that hopefully will be online within probably about a week here, I think. Right now we're working on it, and it's going to be called, and our time is running out, but it's going to be called the Physical Body Integration Clearing. And this is designed to help people that have some type of maybe physical challenge, situation, or something, and you can go in there and maybe help yourself out with the energy that you already have with you, like some type of illness or whatever you're dealing with that you don't want to have, and it scares the hell out of you because you got diagnosed with something, and now you don't know what to do about it. This clearing could very likely help you to release it, at least come into oneness with it so you can charge up your energies of your body. That'll be coming forward here. Working on it right now. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, that is so great. So that's the physical body integration clearing. So look for that in the upcoming week. And you mentioned a lot of great clearings there. And as you were talking, I kept going, oh, yeah, that's so great. Because I think what all of these things do, and I know a lot of people are worried about toxins and radiation, and I've had quite a few questions on that. And it's really important to realize that the clearings will sort of help you get that energy off of you. And, Ron, I only have 35 past the hour, so I think we're okay on time for right now. But so the clearings that Ron mentioned were the grid line clearing, the personal object activation and the nano clearing, which is a shortened form. It's actually called the Nano Detox, I think, 2012 barcode removal or something like that. I can check that in a second. But Ron, what I wanted to say was it's like, you know, you've talked about this on other shows where if you are looking for work or you're looking for a job and you're doing clearings, but you're not actually physically going out and, you know, going on interviews and, you know, submitting your resume, you're not going to see any results. It's just like where, you know, if you're eating a bunch of junk food and you're not working out, you're not going to lose weight just by doing clearings. But I think what happens is when people start doing the clearings, there is sort of an energetic shift that, you know, then it becomes possible for you to do these things because suddenly, you know, you don't want junk food anymore because you got rid of all the entities that were, craving that, or you don't want to smoke anymore because you've gotten rid of the entities or, you know, the barcode or the program that was causing you to do that. So you do tend to feel better because it's sort of taking away whatever it was that was making you that way in the first place. So also, I know the other night on the show you mentioned doing, I guess it was a light activation for your food or a water charging. We also have the water charging. Would that also be an effective way to sort of bring more life force into your body?
Yeah, and you may want to get on the Wednesday call to get the water for each day of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
idea. That helps out a whole bunch. That way you're getting water that you drink the whole day with a special coat, what you need right now to help your body function.
Okay, so I have another question here at CLS Questions, and this person's wondering how they would clear a song if they keep hearing a song. Would they use the natal barcode to clear that or do all of the lyrics?
I would probably first do the NATO one, yeah. I'd say definitely yes. But I would probably do timelines on that. Maybe you're listening to that song on other timelines. And maybe something that is meaningful on those timelines, you're getting the residue back here, and now the song's repeating. So I'd probably do a timeline crash on the song. You know, and maybe if there's any lyrics in there that kind of stand out, you know, you may want to timeline crash those particular words because the words are tapping you into an emotion from those words.
Could that also be a mind looping? Like you're picking up those words for some reason?
Yeah, it could be that too, mind looping.
Because I know when I start noticing that particular song or whichever one it is, I tend to hear it everywhere. And I don't know if it's just I'm noticing it more or if it's playing. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, I've had that experience too. So I would, you know, maybe try mind looping or timeline crashing and see if that helps, I guess.
In fact, everybody listen, let's just clear one word. So think of a word that's in the song that maybe you recycle all the time. An emotional word, okay? Naturally, it probably won't be the word like to or the or something like that, but if you can think of a word in the song that has some definite, maybe dark meaning to you, then let's do a timeline crash on that. So here we go. It may be hard to figure one of those out. I don't know. But let's give it a shot here. So here we go. One, two, three, or even a phrase. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy. feel the energy there. I think there's probably some pretty heavy energies out there. Let's do a clearing here for people who are veterans and maybe older veterans, maybe from Vietnam with the Agent Orange. So let's see if we can get rid of some of that energy from Agent Orange. So and let's just get rid of the energy of fear from Agent Orange. So, you know, it has different ramifications, you know, being done to you with it if you have that. But, you know, when you hear the word Agent Orange, you probably start freaking out because you know you may have a condition from that. So Agent Orange clearing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe your parents or father had Agent Orange. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. And very interesting. I'm in a parking lot doing the show, and what comes next to me is a car, which is very few of them, and it's a Tesla. So I saw my first Tesla car actually sitting next to me, and she got in the car and took off with no emissions. So anyway,
wow.
Very interesting to see it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow. That was very interesting, that last clearing. And I think for some reason I mean, I'm not old enough to have been, you know, in combat in Vietnam, but it still seemed to affect me, which is interesting. So it could be like a generational thing or family members or ancestors that were in maybe that type of situation. And also, I know we were sort of talking about toxins and radiation earlier and Agent Orange. So there are two free clearings that I wanted to mention that I forgot to before, and they are the under the sample healings on creationlightship.com. You can do the alien oxygen code removal, and that kind of could possibly help out with a lot of these toxic things they seem to be bringing to our planet. And also, the gray skies timeline crash is another really excellent one if you're having environmental issues, or maybe would sort of help you clear up these energies that you're feeling around you. So those are two free samples that you can do and see if they help you out. In addition to all the ones that Ron mentioned earlier. So all of those would be great. So if you are doing those and you want to let us know how you're doing, you can either, you know, give a call or just send a testimonial over. Very interesting about the Tesla car, too. I've never seen one of those, but I guess maybe out in California you guys are more aware of that environmental. So I do have one more question. I think we maybe have time for one more before we wrap it up here tonight, Ron. It's been a really interesting show, lots of good information out there. And this person's asking if you ever do space-time clearings on the radio shows. And the second part of the question is, should a timeline clearing always be followed by a space-time clearing at home or on the radio? Thanks.
Okay. I'd say maybe 5-10% of the time, possibly. You should probably do it minimum of once a week, just to go in there and clear what you have done on your timeline crashes. If not once a month, I would do it. So we'll just see what happens with that. I'm trying to integrate part of that into a clearing, too. But, yeah, the space time when you lost some space. So what does that mean to you? Well, that means that forgetting about what you're doing on timeline crashes now. You know, what happened to you throughout your whole life when you're still out on timelines and you don't come back here? Maybe you had a great idea and that this left you because what left you had the idea and you're no longer thinking about it. So let's do a space-time crash, and this will be for you to pick a particular maybe talent that you want to bring back that's lost in the beyond, though, because the idea is with you out there, and hopefully you're not captured in some kind of alien place, being held captive, we'll put it that way, and you're able to come back here and to have part of that energy join you now. So here we go. Think of what you want to do. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you had a great idea, 30 years ago, and it just came and went, and you wonder where it went. Remember it, but all the technical information about it is gone. Maybe we can bring it back to you. Here we go. This is a space-time crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling now. And I think I heard somebody out there on the phone line. I heard a beep.
Hi, do we have a caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, go ahead.
Ron is Ophelia from Singapore. I'd like to ask, I was doing a timeline crash when it was in 2005, a day on that day. But my name was different from now. Do I put my name then or put my name now?
You'd probably put the name that you had at that time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so that's a great question. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that is a good question. I never even thought about that, but thanks for calling, Ophelia. So I guess then, yeah, I mean, that's who everyone knew you as, and if that's the name you were known as when you had your issue, that would make sense. But, yeah, I never really thought about that because my name's always been the same. So thanks, thanks, Ophelia. And so we are winding the show down here. I think we have about 5 minutes left. Ron, is there anything that you want to do, maybe a sample of I'm trying to think here what would be a good one to do. Maybe just like some peace energy for everybody. I do think that it seems to be, the energy seems to be really peaceful tonight. So maybe everybody has already done their peace clearing, or if they've been doing their light infusions, because it definitely seems that way. But maybe that would be nice for everybody to experience some peace energy before we wind down here.
Okay, so let's bring that in so we don't forget. In the moment, you do have a lapse of time sometimes. So if you do, in fact, if you are doing the Be Here Now clearing a lot and you do the Mind to Heart Drop, which is better than the Be Here Now. So if you do that consciously, you will realize that you'll be at peace, but the friends around you might think you're a little strange, a little flaky, something like that, because you may not show up on time according to their time that they wanted to see you, or you might just forget something. So that's because you're in peace, and you're not being pulled back and forth on timelines as much, and other people's agenda trying to steal your energy and energetic cording. So as you do this, you're going to probably need to get a day planner. And that's the only thing that I can suggest that would be actually a negative thing at all about being in the now. because you may just kind of lose track of a few things, which isn't too bad. But maybe your body may live a lot longer because you're not being amped up all the time. So here we go. Let's do a peace energy for everyone. So one, two, bring up the light beam. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And I'll switch it over to a little more of the alien stuff here, which is our space invaders here coming to us, the unwanted universal travelers. So we'll do a clearing for the Ashtar Command in case they've hooked up with you from the Galactic Federation. So as you may have already known, in case you're a newbie, I'm not a proponent at all of aliens. And that's why the planet is the way it is, because it's under heavy alien control. So here we go. Let's get rid of the Ashtar Command energy in case you happen to have one of these creatures on you, or critters, or life forms, or whatever, cording connecting to you. If you're not connected, you probably won't sense anything. If you are, then you're going to feel relief, because they shouldn't be stealing your energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, releasing it from you. Four, for them. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And more of this energy being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then I'll do another one, which kind of goes hand in hand. They kind of put them all together, typically. This would be what you call the Great White Brotherhood, and that would typically be what you know as the Masters here. So the Great White Brotherhood energy is being taken away from you that are stealing your life force energy and also stealing your spirit, your soul, your body, everything else. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You might have your body jerking now as we're doing this here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that may help you out somewhat. And what you can try, just going a little sideways here, let's say that you have an owie. Maybe you hurt yourself. And maybe the initial major pain's gone, but maybe you're a couple days into it. And maybe it's about maybe half or one-third of the pain that you had initially. Well, like we've always mentioned, these alien critters come into you because they like that pain. So what you can do and try this, just put some pressure on it. And it's hard to say how much. I'm not telling you to squeeze it until you start crying or, you know, you can't take it any longer, but if you start pressing on it and you get firm pressure, maybe for maybe a minute, you might feel your body jerk. And if it jerked, that means that you had an alien critter in that location. And all of a sudden, maybe if you have a couple of those jerks there and you release your hand, all of a sudden, maybe the pain's gone. So that's one way you can do maybe a self-test. I won't say it works every time, but you may want to try that just to see what happens if you do have some type of situation. Because remember, these things cause your pain. They get attracted to that. So that would be an alien critter. You could call it an alien entity. But whatever it would be with you, I don't think a physical ghost energy it's going to probably affect it. It'll be more of an alien critter. And then all of a sudden, maybe you may have a bump that you have on maybe your arm or something, and the bump might just go away. We've had people talk about losing pant sizes and stuff, inches. There's some going on in the eight-hour calls that we'll be having coming up this Sunday. So Saturday is the kickoff, which is our first call for 4 hours. And then we have the Sunday 3 consecutive calls every Sunday. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, Ron. Thanks. I was just about to mention that. So the calls that Ron's talking about are part of the 8-hour physical body healing intensive conference calls, and those are on April 14th, 21st, and the 28th. And the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call is coming up on April 13th. So those are all really wonderful. Ron, I think we're just about out of time tonight, so I wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners and all of our callers and everyone who emailed questions over to CLS Questions. And please join us again on Wednesday for another wonderful BVS program. It's at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. Thank you, and see you later. Blessings.